Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for September the 14th, 2009. We'll begin our meeting today with invocation led by Commissioner Alfred and with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand, please?
Please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Lord, we ask that you not only do it for this court, but do it for every public entity in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you help the families that have loved ones away fighting wars for this great country. Lord, we ask all these blessings in Jesus Christ's name.
Following the 9/11 event of Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. In view of a statement made by Commissioner Arnold, I don't know how many of you were able to attend the memorial service Friday at 10 o'clock in front of the courthouse. It was exceptionally well done. And I want to thank Constable Wiggins for spearheading the effort for all of us to be able to participate in that very memorable event. Okay, first is items under purchasing. On items A and B, there were no bids. On item C, award IFB, and for correction of your agenda, that should be 116 instead of 113. Bridge replacement project, Hildebrandt Road, Hildebrandt Bio, Tom Mack Inc. in the amount of $1,072,243.03. The ORCA grant will provide $350,000 toward the project, with the remaining portion being funded by the county. Item C, execute and receive and file this bid, and you might want to change that 3 to a 6 on that one also. Item E has been requested tabled. Item F, approved specifications for IFB on a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer with Base Seal International for Jefferson County. Item G has been tabled. Item H has been tabled. Item I, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code by donating same to a civic organization, the LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion by Commissioner Senegal and a second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, consider the burn ban, which was placed in effect last week. I received some correspondence earlier where it was requested that the respective fire departments give us their information by 12, and I don't know the result of that. Does anyone on the court have any feel for whether or not we had enough rain to justify lifting that burn ban? We did not get as much rain as the media suggested we might. Has anybody heard anything? Well, that we were supposed to have a definitive response from, can we do this?
That's a motion, I'll second it.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, the burn ban stays in effect for a week. Item B, all in favor of the burn ban staying in effect?
Aye.
Say aye. Opposed? Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Item B, receive and file order adopting provisions relating to the residential building code standards applicable to the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County. C, consider amendment to order adopting provisions relating to the residential building code standards applicable to the unincorporated areas of Jefferson County. Item D, execute, receive, and file amended order adopting the provisions relating to these building code standards. And item E, receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson and Harris County for the housing of certain inmates. We'll talk about that.
Judge, if I may, since we may have to divide these up, can I go ahead and make a motion that we go ahead and approve B, C, and D?
B, C, and D?
Yes, sir.
Have a motion by Commissioner Domain, second by Commissioner Alfred to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. So that puts us at E, doesn't it? Okay, and I've done that one, we'll come back to it. Item F, receive and file First Amendment to the Jefferson County Indigent Care Affiliation Agreement. Item G, consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to go into effect beginning January the 1st, 2010. Item H, consider and renew County Title 4-E Legal Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Item I, consider and renew County Title 4-E Child Welfare Service contract with the Texas Department of Families and Protective Service. Item J, consider and possibly approve the use of 8 RV hookups located along Highway 124 at Ford Park Midway for the Mennonites Disaster Service. We have a waiver from the Gulf Coast RV Resort because of contractual obligations. And item K, consider ratifying a letter notifying Harris County of the termination of the interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Harris County relating to the jail services.
Judge, if I may, we make a motion to approve F, G, H, I, and J, since I think we probably need to consider K and the other one together. I'll make a motion we approve those particular items, F, G, H, I, and J.
I have a motion by Commissioner Domain to approve those items stated, and a second by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Now, where does that put us? To K and F, I mean E.
E and K.
I'm a bit confused, which is not unusual. Item E.
Receive and file, so it's...
Yeah, if I might, Judge, item E is just an administrative matter that needs to be adopted so that that contract will become part of the official record. It's been approved by both parties.
So move on item E.
Second.
Okay, have a motion by Commissioner Domain, a second by Commissioner Arnold to approve item E. Any discussion of that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Now, where are we?
Item K.
K. Consider ratifying a letter notifying of the termination of the interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Harris County relating to the jail services. Is there a motion on that?
Now that we have a contract.
It's two separate issues.
Can we get an update on this?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Rubb.
Shortly after the contract was approved, and I think Monday of this past week, we received a letter from GEO Services, who, as you know, is our management company that operates the downtown jail facility, advising us that they were exercising their right to terminate their management contract with us in a 60-day time frame, which is what's allowed for them under the contract. This is because, as of this point in time, the state has removed nearly all of their prisoners out of the downtown jail facility. They are grossly overstaffed for the number of prisoners remaining there, and there was no prospect in the immediate future for receiving prisoners from Harris County. Accordingly, they were in a very negative cash flow position, which they could not sustain. They also informed us in that letter that they would not be rescinding their notice of termination. That is, it could be taken by us to be a final action on their part. That leaves us in the position of having a contract in place with Harris County that 60 days from now we will not be able to staff. And if Harris County were to suddenly send anything like 300 prisoners over here to Jefferson County, we could not house those people and meet state jail standards with our existing staff, nor would it be economically prudent for us to gear up and hire staff, betting that Harris County would in fact send prisoners over here, since they're under no obligation to do so, though they would have a contractual right to do so. It placed us in an untenable situation. I advised the chief executive officer of Jefferson County, the county judge, that in order for us to timely terminate this contract within the 60-day requirement that the Harris County contract contains, that we needed to immediately send them a notice of termination and accompany with that as an exhibit the termination notice that we received from GEO. You'll remember that Harris County was fully well aware that our ability to operate this facility depended upon the qualified management agreement that we have in place with GEO. And although they refused to acknowledge that in the contract, that in fact is what is going on. So they really put us in a position of having to terminate the agreement. Now, although I think the county judge was vested with that authority, should some judge at some distant point in the future disagree with me in a litigation setting, I felt it incumbent upon us to bring that action to the court today for your ratification. Now, it's a relatively complex matter, but unless someone knows of a way we could suddenly gear up to handle an influx of 300 prisoners, I don't know of one. I think it was an action we had to take.
Well stated.
Now, if there are any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them. Well, we were never in a position to really control the situation. It's why I felt like all along Harris County should have contracted directly with GEO, or should have at least acknowledged in their intergovernmental agreement with us that the viability of that contract depended upon our management agreement with GEO. So, they kind of created this situation for us, and I thought somewhat unjustly and unnecessarily, but they were getting different legal advice from over there. So. Be that as it may, it's where we ended up, and they sort of forced us to take the actions we've taken, and I really think that the only responsible thing the court can do is ratify the action that was taken by the county judge.
Well, it almost ended up worse than all of this. I received a notice of GEO's termination of their contract. on September the 9th that morning, and we immediately got together with Mr. Rugg and others, sheriff, and it was decided to right then do a letter and both fax and hard mail to Houston, and we did, and in a very short period of time, we received contact from Harris County Sheriff's Department that they were virtually in the process of loading up prisoners to bring them to Jefferson County, and that would have been a disaster, but that was headed off, and I think we can back off and see what the possibilities of other arrangements are. And so,
Mr. Rugg, I know you can't read their mind, and I certainly can't, but I'm under the impression that if Harris County had transferred prisoners in a timely manner, this issue probably would not. Is that your impression, or?
Commissioner, I don't know at what level Harris County was having conversations with the GO people. We know they went on preliminarily to the contract being executed between the county and Harris County. And in fact, virtually all of the negotiations took place between GO and Harris County. Presumptively, GO had made Harris County aware that the state was pulling prisoners from this facility, and it was leaving them in an overstaffed condition and an underfunded condition from the revenue side. I presume all those communications were going on, just because I don't know how else you'd run that business without that going on.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I can't independently and have not tried to independently verify that any of that, in fact, took place.
Judge, I move that we re-ratify your letter and your action that you took on our behalf.
Okay, we have a motion to re-ratify the letter. Do we have a second? Okay, the second comes from Commissioner Senegal. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 of $40,000. That's for additional repairs. Item B, consider and approve utilizing $749 in available funds and capital of computer equipment for the visitor center, and a budget transfer to purchase a computer at $700. Item C, consider a budget transfer for the visitor center for additional cost of $500. Item D, consider a budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for additional postage as $500. Item E, consider and approve a budget transfer for the Historical Commission for additional equipment in the amount of how much?
$1,100.
Yeah, thank you. $1,100. Item F, consider and possibly approve the out-of-state travel for Judge Jones to attend the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children Conference. This conference is scheduled for September the 18th through the 22nd of 2009. It'll be held in Old Town, Alexander, Virginia. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children will be funding the entire cost of the trip, and there'll be no cost to the county. We have a motion, item G, regular county bills, check number 321433 through check number 321743. We have a motion on these. Motion by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Clerk, item A, consider and possibly approve polling locations for the November 3, 2009 constitutional amendment election. Item B, consider and possibly approve early voting polling location and hours for the November 3, 2009 constitutional amendment election.
Judge, could we consider those two items on their own?
Yeah.
Ms. Guidry, I guess the question I had was that we know that historically we have a very low voter turnout in those constitutional amendments. Looking at the first page in your letter, which I appreciate you putting this together for us, the two courthouse locations, and then you mentioned the branch early voting locations of Rogers Park, Theodore Johns Library, which I'll let two Beaumont commissioners address, but the Nederland Recreation Center, which I fully support. But then on election day, is it your guess that we pick and choose on the precincts? Because I don't know that we need to staff, or are we required to staff all of these precincts for the constitutional election? Personally, I would reduce the voting locations in my precinct to four if I had that opportunity and save the county a lot of money. Are you saying we probably don't have time to get clearance from the Justice Department? So it's probably not practical to consolidate them at this point?
Well, I wouldn't say it's not practical, but we're going to have to assume the reason would be cost justification. There may be some significant problems in areas where we have majority-minority precincts. Consolidating those will create significant issues, may create significant research time. I wouldn't recommend we do that.
Okay.
Just on the basis of cost saving.
Okay. Okay.
You want to go ahead and take item C, too?
Yes, sir. In fact, I'll make a motion that we approve.
Second.
Those items.
Item A, B, and C?
Yes, sir.
Let me just mention what C is. It's to approve the appointment of Dr. Bruce Drury as chairperson of the Early Voting Ballot Board for the constitutional amendment. We have a motion and a second. And any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for August 2009, including the year-to-date total earning on county funds. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Alfred and a second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering, item A, consider and possibly approve a final plat of Cragen Place, the 15.11 acre tract out of the M. Sherino survey. Abstract 10, Jefferson County. The property is located in Precinct 2. Item B, request approval to release retainage to CTEX Corporation, Construction Corporation for repairs to the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Terminal Building in the amount of $493,782.59. That's application number 15. Is there a motion on those two items?
I'll move for approval.
Second. Have a motion by Commissioner Senegal and a second by Commissioner Domain. Any further discussion?
Judge, just for public record, I would ask that our engineer, Jose Pastrano, let us know that all the necessary inspections have been completed on this project and that there's no further anticipation of any funds associated with this retainage that we would need to withhold.
The contract requirements have been met, and
okay. We
don't expect any additional issues to come up.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, by way of addendum, Considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Sheriff Woods and Deputy Ron Hobbs, Chief Ron Hobbs, to attend Cargo Security Conference in Reston, Virginia, for September 24th through 25th, 2009. Chief, would you care to speak to this? I think this is a real feather in Jefferson County's cap, and maybe everybody's not acquainted with what y'all are about to do.
Well, we appreciate it, Judge. Sheriff and I met the guard at Safe Harbor a couple of months. He extended the invitation to pay the expenses. Coast Guard official around the country looking at the same issue here in terms of water security. Asked that we put on the panel just discuss with the attendees how we got where we got. How we got to partnered with the navigation district and industry and fund all this. We're very honored and please, we tell them it was kind of a local recipe. They had the same infrastructure around the country. Certainly offered to discuss how we did
it. Yeah, well, no doubt y'all's efforts in this matter will be very educational to these other areas that are striving to do something similar.
Calls all the time.
And that's great. That's great. Anybody have any questions of Chief? Thank you. Be
Judge,
careful.
Can I give a short report?
Yeah.
Judge, if I may, we took action today on the Hildebrandt Road Bridge, which, of course, is a major bridge project, and it's a giant step forward in rehabbing our bridges. This was a project that, as we know, was a result of Hurricane Rita, or at least the funding in part from Hurricane Rita funds. But that still leaves the Boondocks Road Bridge outstanding. And if I could, I'd like to give the court an update on what I now know about that project. First, the grant application is at the Texas Department of Rural Affairs, which is formerly ARCA, to be reviewed for approval. And according to our grant consultants, that review could be performed this week. This project is estimated to be just under $800,000 and is estimated to require about 16 weeks to complete after a 3 to 4 week period required for bidding the project. Jefferson County has completed the necessary work towards the environmental assessment and the soil testing for the pilings in an attempt to speed up the completion of this project. This is a very high priority project for Jefferson County. We are very concerned about the delivery of emergency fire and medical services to residents while this bridge is closed. In addition, school bus routing as well as residents' access to their ranch lands and places of work is an additional concern. We originally hoped to have this project completed by Christmas. That was our early estimate and our hope. Based upon the delay in the grant review and approval process at the state level, a more realistic estimate might now be Valentine's Day or about the middle of February. Even that will depend upon the timely review and approval of this Hurricane Ike grant application. And the main point is the county has been very aggressive about getting this bridge replaced. We've done all of our homework in a timely manner, and we are now sitting on the starting block waiting for the Texas Department of Rural Affairs to give us the okay so we can move forward. I want to let the citizens know we're doing everything we can in Jefferson County to get this Boondocks Road Bridge replaced.
Good.
Thank you, Judge.
Long overdue, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It is.
Sure has been a discomfort to a lot of people. Under item A of the Sheriff's Department, is there any further discussion? All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, dear, we didn't make a motion. Thank you. We have a motion by Commissioner Senegal to approve
second.
Item A.
Commissioner Alford, I think.
Commissioner Alford, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no.
Judge, I want to say one thing, and that's that tomorrow we are having our 7th annual health fair. We start this off with health fair and take yourself and loved one to the doctor days. In the rural area, we will be out at the service center, 7780 Boyd Road, and it will start at 8 a.m. in at 12 noon. You can't beat the price. I guarantee you it's free.
You going to feed us?
No, I don't know about feeding tomorrow. Then we have it Saturday at Mount Gilead Missionary Baptist Church from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's also hard to beat the price. It's free. So citizens of Jefferson County, come out and enjoy it. I think it's a benefit when you look at the health issues that we have, being number three in the state in diabetes in our area. So I think we need to make sure we talk about your health as your wealth. We're a healthy county. We want to be a very wealthy county by making sure we got good health. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. And with regard to that last issue on the sheriff's, there was no vote. Okay. Anything further? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. We're adjourned.